Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people know what STEM is when mentioned in regard to education, that having a foundation in science, technology, engineering, and math will help in career development later in life. Our next guest decided that he wanted to focus on the E in STEM by launching a company that helps kids understand the importance of engineering through building their own small projects. Moultrie Ball is co-founder of Rumble Lab, based in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Moultrie, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
So give us the history and overview here of your company.
I'm an engineer by trade, maker, do-it-yourselfer, really just a big kid at heart, and saw a serious opportunity to improve the way that children are being engaged. So we decided to start a toy company where we box up experiences, projects for families to come together, build something, learn a little bit along the way, but focused on having fun together.
So are these sort of like the old Radio Shack little kits that we used to order when I was a kid?
Totally. They can be very similar. There's definitely some overlap there, and we pull from a lot of that for ideation.
So give us an example of a couple of these kits.
One that's really popular is our hydraulic can crusher. So you have this box of seemingly random parts, and you assemble them and make this hydraulic can crusher that allows you to crush cans in outer space. Another one that's extremely popular, it's one of our entry-level projects. It was actually invented by kids. It's called our Rumble Tops. We joke that it has the potential to completely overtake the business because kids will literally latch onto their parents' arms and beg them for these things.
What do they do?
Basically, it's a top, like a top you played with as a kid, except for you build your own and you battle them with one another and you design a better and better and better top and you learn a little bit about angular momentum and science and that kind of thing through doing it.
Did you have to go through the Consumer Product Safety Commission and all of that kind of thing that toy companies have to do nowadays?
Some. More so because we're sourcing from stuff that the companies have already done that, like we're sourcing from already manufactured components. That's not necessary.
Are these being shipped all across the world? Are they in stores, online only?
We are online only. When we started out, we started as a subscription box. About a year or so in, we realized that we were having to come up with new projects for families that had been with us since day one. And we were also having to fulfill a multitude of orders from the people that joined us along the way. And we were forced to pivot to more of a model where we're taking the projects that these families have proved to be valuable and really enjoy and boxing them up and selling them. So we have our entry-level project, which is our tops, and then we have our mid-level project, and then we have our more premier project, which is a giant box of parts, and every month we send you a challenge, and you are to use the parts from your box to try and complete that challenge.
What's your target market age group?
It really depends on the parents and the level that they're willing to be involved. We've seen as young as 6, but 6 to maybe 14 is the upper limit. But it's funny, a lot of times the parents have just as much fun building these things as the children do.
How about competition? The toy business is pretty competitive.
Totally. And you also think about the STEM project business. There's a lot of competition there too. When we decided to position ourselves as a toy company for families to come together, build, and dad to pass handy skills on to his children or something like that, well, we're a much more unique company then. And it just so happens that that messaging really resonates with us.
And how are you getting the word out? How are you marketing this online company?
One thing that we found to work really well is influencer marketing. Reaching out to those micro Instagram influencers who have a couple of thousand following them and sending them a product and asking them, hey, we would really like to know what you think about this. But then also, we think there's a lot of promise in affiliate sales as well.
Finding distributors?
Absolutely, yeah. With the affiliate model, you find influencers who your product aligns with their audience and they want to promote it. And then every sale that they make a commission on that sale. When we launched this thing, we saw orders pop up in California, Texas, Washington, New Jersey, Hawaii. We're like, we don't know anybody in any of these places. What's going on? And what had happened was homeschoolers had picked it up and started using it within their curriculum.
Well, Moultrie, thanks so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Moultrie Ball is co-founder of Rumble Lab, based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.